Welcome back to the GVO Talk Show, the good vibes only talk show. On today's episode, I have a recurring guest on, Wesley. It was a ball of a time shooting the episode, talking about sports, politics, economics, all the important things. As usual, we are uncut, unfiltered, and uncensored, and enjoy today's episode.
Yeah. At this point, man, they should just make me co-host. I'm just saying, like,
yeah, like you've been a few times.
I'm advertising. What do they call it? Like brand ambassador.
Yeah, brand ambassador.
Brand ambassador. Yeah.
I mean, how many
social media shit like influencer? I'm on my influencer, wave.
Your mom's like, oh, but like, Wes, we sent you all the way through from Zimbabwe to get like a degree. Nah, ma. I'm an influencer now.
I tell her you sent me to figure out my life, and that's what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm doing, man. But yeah, no, man. Good to be back.
Yeah, you've had like a few appearances, two or three minimum.
What can I say, man? I love talking shit with Nathan.
Literally. The podcast I haven't done in a while now, but like it's slowly getting back into it. Like, got a new setup. The setup is sick. Beforehand, honestly, we were talking a bit of shit about it.
No, setup is sick, man. Like, I'm in love with this.
Tell me, like, so it's like the first time I'm living alone at least in Budapest. You as a student as well. Yeah. Like, it's, you've only lived with like roommates and stuff like that beforehand.
Yeah. My first, when I was in dorm, it was a single room, so I was by myself, but I mean, it's not the same thing, because like, dorm, you can like, your next door neighbors are like your classmates and shit, so it's as good as living with people, but like, yeah, man, I think having your own place is sick. It's like, it just, like we were saying, like, you walk around with your dick out, and it's like, no one gives a fuck.
Yeah, like, no one cares. Like, you
no one cares. You do whatever the fuck you want to do, man. And honestly, I think sleeping fully naked is underrated, man. Like, it is. I'll do it sometimes because it just feels so good, man. Especially, like, during the summer, because
it gets hot as balls.
It gets so hot.
Bro.
Yeah, like, if you haven't tried it, try it.
Like, I've literally never, like, with a shirt, I think that's a sin.
With a shirt?
Yeah, if you sleep with a shirt on.
Even in winter?
See, that, like, I can maybe, like, give you the pass, but even for me, like, winter, I can be fucking shaking, shivering.
But no shirt?
No shirt.
You have to have mad comfort.
No shirt, no shoes, no business. Whoa. Like.
What about socks?
Socks is a
50-50 for someone. It's like, for some people, like, no socks is the perfect way to sleep. For some people, like, go with socks.
Do you fuck with socks on?
That's the thing. Sometimes, see, but it's not like I want to. But sometimes I just forget to take them off.
Like, you just, like, yeah, so I in just, the moment, yeah, like, yeah, you know, I'm it takes
so
long.
I'm just so in the moment that I take everything off, and, like, socks is, like, the last thing in my mind. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no one cares about the socks.
No one cares,
like,
about socks. But if I start slipping around, like, oh, then I'm going to be like, oh, okay, I got to take the socks off.
You know what I mean?
But I feel like, honestly speaking, if you were to, like, take off your socks and you're drunk, come on, like, you're not, nah.
Nah, dude.
Nah, that's not on. It has to be, like, I feel like it's premeditated sex. Like, you'd have to think about it. And
if it's not like, okay, let's say you bring a lady back from the bar or something like that.
Yeah.
Or anything that's like in the moment, your sock stays on.
Yeah,
it's not like, exactly, you know, unless if you're not like wearing socks, which is also like an odd thing. I think that's why South Africans love their flip flops.
No, but the thing is, I wear socks.
Yeah.
I wear socks like all the time. So I just don't have the inclination to like just take them off.
No, you just you just keep them on until you start like losing grip.
That's the thing.
Like, you need to have like that toe grip. Like,
yeah. Yeah, but for you, like, you wear, like, I mean, you South African, I'm still don't fucking wear socks.
We literally wear flip flops.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, nah. Do you fuck with socks on?
I like you said, like, I've been in that situation.
Yeah.
Where it's like not premeditated, like, you just go in
Exactly.
Fucking, you just go as it comes along and the socks stay on.
Exactly.
The sock, like, it's not, you're thinking of so many other things.
Yeah.
Not the socks.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, you're thinking about, like, it's literally food condoms, but I'll be thinking of other condoms.
Yeah. But it takes, for me, it takes nothing away from, like, it takes nothing away from the moment. Like, I still enjoy what we're doing. It's just, I have socks on.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. Like, they, it doesn't do shit. Like, yeah, what the fuck?
I don't think it's a big deal for the girl or something like that. Like,
unless you have, like, those people with, like, foot fetishes.
But for guys, I think it's the other way around. I don't think girls have foot fetishes for guys, do they?
I don't know. I think guys are, like, more freaky like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll more easily find, like, a fucking guy. I don't know why I was imagining an Indian guy. Just, like, eating up, like, those fucking toes, bro.
To be fair, I do like toes, though. Like, I do think if a girl's got nice toes, man, it's pretty sick.
Oh, it's, you pretty sick.
It's not a deal breaker.
You'd be sucking that shit, man.
Nah, bro, it's not like a deal breaker, but it's like, oof, yeah.
I think I'll be like, if
you know the
I have a girl, toes? If I have a girl that likes toes, like, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Like, my toes are disgusting.
Same.
Like, it's not like the nails, but like, it's just weird.
The
it's
structure.
Like,
the structure of it is just actually dreadful.
No, I'm 90% sure I can, like, climb a tree with my feet. Like, I have, like, capabilities of my fucking feet. Like, it's like a second hand.
Yeah. No, but, like, bro, like, as an athlete, I don't think you can expect me to have the best toes, to be fair. Because, bro, we played, what's it, Colts rugby with bare feet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you're, like, smaller, when you're, like, 13.
Yeah.
From, like, what, ages, from when you start playing rugby until, like, 13, you don't wear any boots.
Barefoot. And then, like, I've had periods where, you know, the boots, the cleats, it's, like, stubbing against my toes. So I get, like, purple toes sometimes.
Easy.
And, like, my feet are just fucked.
Now, I've gotten, like blood blisters.
Blisters.
Yeah.
I remember when I did track as well, like, bro, I couldn't walk because we had, like, intense training sessions on the thing, and the blisters on my feet after that is because the heat from the thing as well.
Yeah, because it's like you run on. Is it like sprinting that you?
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like tar. You have like that orange so tar.
When,
it, that
when
you
it's
run
heated
on.
And you're running on that, you're fucked.
Why do I feel like in Zim they don't have tar? They just have, like, just flat out, like, ground.
You know what? Yeah. To be fair, in high school. A lot of people think that, actually. A lot of people think a lot of things. But it's like, it's, oh man, I was having a conversation with someone about this. It's like, you know, it's all about the marketing. No one's really marketing Zimbabwe, or no one's really marketing any of these other countries. So that's why, like, these countries like the United States and the United Kingdom, they've got all this marketing around, because that's where everyone's, like, laser focused. So everyone's trying to, like, you know, is so focused on that, you know, there's so many other places you can travel in the world that are beautiful. And it's not just Zimbabwe, it's like many places, bro. Many places that you don't really need, like, a visa, for say, or like an expensive visa to apply.
And it's cheap to go to a lot of places.
It's cheap, bro. It's cheap. There's so many nice places you can go, so many countries, you know, regardless of their, like, economic situation or whatever. It's sick. It's just beautiful. There's beautiful places. But yeah, like.
No, I mean, I've never been to Zimbabwe personally.
Uh-huh.
But I can preach and tell you, like, I think southern part of Africa has some of the nicest, prettiest, like, landscapes you can find.
Yeah, no,
like, Victoria Falls.
Exactly.
Insane.
It's insane.
Insane.
It's insane.
I've heard, like, too many good stories about it. I've never seen it, like, with my own eyes. Yeah. But I think if you see it, like, it's,
I've been there and I was like, man, like, they should just, like, you know, find a way to just, like, market it, because, you know, it's beautiful. I went there, it's fucking beautiful, man. And you're like, so we stood by this little place and you're, like, watching the water, you're, like, right next to the waterfall, and it's basically raining there, and it's like a little rainbow that goes over. Oh, man, it's just beautiful, man.
That sounds like heaven.
It's just beautiful, man. It's like, there's no, I can't explain it, but, like,
Yeah, Robert Mugabe didn't do any good marketing
for you guys. You know, it's not helping the situation as well, like the politics and everything like that. It doesn't help anyone. You know, it just takes away from the country as well.
But there's so much to give to the country. Like, yeah. I've been, like, during the summer, I went to DRC, to the Congo.
How was that?
Nah, bro, but, like, this is where I'm, like, trying to put in, like, the economic status of it. Yeah. Let me tell you, some of the most untouched, beautiful wilderness you'll ever find. Like, you don't find plant growth like that anywhere. But, bro, like, they don't even have roads. They don't even have, like, they have so much stuff. Not, like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, it's nice to go there and stuff. If you have, like, I mean, if you go to the Congo, right? Yeah. With, let's say, $100 pocket money.
Mm-hmm.
You are living.
Swear.
Like, we went shopping the one day.
Yeah.
But this is like Africa shopping.
Mm-hmm.
This is like exactly how you would, or at least how I would imagine Africa shopping. So you, like, we were in the car, like a random taxi. How the taxi is driving on the road?
No one knows. I would say, if you can drive like in Africa, bro, you can drive anywhere.
Anywhere. This guy, like this taxi driver, is like these bumps and everything. Bro. He's just cruising. He's like, there's nothing going on. Like a 4x4 needs to travel there. He's like in his Toyota Corolla. He's like straight up like cruising. And so we go stop next to a village.
Mm.
And there's probably like 10 to 15 ladies that just like flood the window door or like the window of the car, and they have like baskets of various different fruits, you know, fruits and vegetables. You have like bananas, tomatoes, avos, like the whole shebang, like everything. And so the veterinarian we were with, he's just like, okay, we're doing the week shopping, I want tomatoes, bucket of tomatoes, bang. I want Grenadillas. Boom. Bananas. Like a whole half a tree of bananas just like in the car. Continues the list on like avos, bunch of stuff.
Man.
He whips out, right? Bunch of like Congolese money, pays it to them. And I ask him afterwards, I'm like, so how much did like everything this cost? Like it was a bunch of fruit and vegetables, like kilograms of it. Yeah. It's like, yeah, 4 or 5 euros.
that's insane.
You get like 8 avocados, 1 euro.
Yeah, like the avocado one, I get that, because when I came here, bro, like we had, to be fair, like we do like live like in a neighborhood like out of the city, so like we can grow like have a garden
like Harare.
So we had like a an avocado tree, but even in the stores, like avocados are quite cheap, man. Like you can get like for a dollar, you can get maybe 2 or 3. But here, man, avocados is like it's like gold, bro.
one is like 2 euros. Just like
one little small one is like, whoa. I was like, am I looking at the right price, man? Like, yo,
maybe not any avocados,
bro. Like, yeah. The avocado thing makes sense, but yeah, man, a lot of that stuff is easily available. A lot of organic fruit and veg is pretty cheap
in Africa. Like what I wanted to bring out of this is like, yeah, the economic situation like definitely
it's pretty shit,
takes it away a bit. Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
trust, it's not like the roads are not there.
Yeah,
like basic needs not there. Like it's just rough. It's like these people are like rock hard.
That's the thing, is the leaders of these countries are people that are just like put there like not willingly. You know what I mean? Like it's not like they have votes and stuff, but like, bro, it's
who counts them? Fucking no one.
African politics is actually crazy. It's if you think it's crazy, it's crazy. We've had a president for 30 odd years. Like that's honestly insane. That's insane. Zimbabwe personally has never. We've only had one ruling party.
Same party as Mugabe.
Same party as Mugabe since independence. Same shit. Nothing different. It's mad. It's mad. So it's... Yeah, man. At some point in time, though, I do feel like there's going to be a shift in, like, in power, you know, the whole democracy shebang and stuff like that. So it's a matter of time where I think, like, things are going to change from, you know, extractive to inclusive. It's all... You just have to be a bit patient, I think, because it can't go on forever. That's a fact.
African politics is just, like, a tough one to be with. Like, both of us are from African countries. We know, like, the politics suck.
It's tough. You either say something and die for it, or, you know, or you don't say anything at all.
You just shut your mouth and nothing changes.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Literally. So that's I think that's the main thing why there hasn't been much change. People don't want to really lose their lives, man. Like, no one's really out there to be like, do you know what? Yeah, crucify me. I'm willing to die for this. No one's really about that.
I don't think a lot of people are about that life. Like, literally.
But at some point, people are going to realize that that's the only way.
Yeah.
I think people are going to have to die.
So... they'll have to die for change.
They have to.
But luckily, you don't need to die. So I brought in this new thing in the GVO podcast, the Good Vibes Only podcast. Pretty much what it is, we have three glasses in front of us, green, orange, and red.
Mm-hmm.
Green being easy questions, orange being a bit harder, and then red being hard.
Okay.
As our guest, can you please take...
What's the order again? Green, orange, which one is which?
Green, orange, red.
Red, orange, green.
Yeah.
Okay, so we go green. We just go...
Yeah, so pretty much what it is, it's like a glass full of a bunch of questions. I know what are in the questions, but to be honest, like, there's a few in it. You can definitely...
Okay, I'll just pick one there and see what's up. Ooh, tricky one. You have a time machine. When and where would you go? Time machine. That means I can only go back in the past.
You can go... Well,
I'll go forward.
This is a very interesting time machine, as the question states. You cannot just go back in time, but it seems like you can also, like, decide where you want to be in that time. Yeah, you can be in the future. You can be...
Man,
in the past.
To be fair, I think I would go to the future.
Okay, I like that.
I would go to the future and just to see how everything is, just to see, you know, what life's about then, and sort of navigate, because a lot of the need for certainty, do you know what I mean? Like, a lot of things are very doubtful about the future. You know, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow or anything like that. So I'd just like to know, like, am I on the right path? Like, what's going on? Like,
how far in the future would you like to go? And, like, where would you want to go? I guess in the future, you don't really care where, but...
Where as in, like, geographically?
Geographically speaking, yeah.
Well, I guess wherever I am.
Okay. Great answer.
But maybe, like, five years in the future, maybe?
Yeah. I think in 5 years, a lot is changing. A lot has changed, like, just, 100%. Yeah.
Just have, like, a sneak peek in, like, 5 years, be like, oh, okay, my boy's doing well, so I'm on the right path. But also, there's, like, the negative to that is that, you know, seeing that you could also change, like, the course of time or whatever, but, like...
You fuck up the space-time continuum somehow, like,
all that jazz.
All that, like, Neil deGrasse Tyson stuff. I don't know, like, how to describe
it. I'd have to go forwards, because going backwards is not going to do you any good, right? You just, like, you can't change anything in the past, can you?
True.
But if I go forwards, I can see, like, if I'm in a shit place when I've been 5 years, then I can do something about it now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair.
So, yeah, I guess I'll go forwards.
I would do the opposite. I wouldn't go in the future, even though the future is, like, a good answer.
Sounds,
like,
sick.
Imagine just, like, going, like...
We got flying cars. ...to
November, and then you, like, find out, like, what the fuck's going on? Is Trump even still alive? is who's... Even with AI and stuff like that, like, that's a different story. Like, in a 5 years, a lot is going to be changing.
Mm.
But, personally, I have two places in mind. Just me being, like, me, like... I would go prime civilization, either, like, Egypt or, like, Incas, like, straight South America. Probably South America. I would love to see fucking Amazon and like Peru and stuff. Machu Picchu, like straight up Machu Picchu, when it was like a city. No, but it
was like when it was prime.
When it was actually a city where people lived at, and like yeah, you can go there. You can go there now.
That makes sense.
But like actually see the people like living there. Like what the fuck are they doing? How did they build this? Like how did they build the pyramids? I'm that type of person.
You would have a sleep over there, like just like chill for a bit.
Yeah, chill for a day. Just like sort of, I can't really speak what they are speaking, so I'll just be like this random foreign guy. Like just random foreign guy, like trying to blend in. Like
all of a sudden, bro gets stuck in Machu Picchu. Yeah. It's a Netflix series now.
Just like absolutely screwed. But like, I'll probably go back in the past to like, I don't know, see what the fuck they were doing back then.
History and stuff.
Like, I wouldn't go back to like anytime now soon. Like. In the 19th century, like 1900s, 1800s.
Way back.
Nah, like way back.
Way back.
Like, not dinosaurs back, but close there. Like, close fucking. When the people started, like, forming civilizations and shit like that.
Because there's a lot of stories about, you know, history, and it's a bit of like, what do you believe, what do you choose to believe, and stuff like that.
That, yeah, so, especially like far back history. Yeah, like far back history has a lot of controversies. Yeah. But like, for me personally, today's history, like let's say from 1800s until now, like, I think it was pretty shit, to be honest. like so living in World War II, that's a bit like better civilization, but like that shit, that's not prime.
That's when
World War One, like 1800s. Yeah. Like I was actually talking about like antidepressants and stuff like that. You know how much fucking meth like run World War Two, like methamphetamines and stuff like that. Like everyone was just like on meth. Or like
it was
Ritalin or like stuff like amphetamines. Just like it was just like. Can tweet out and steroids probably as well. I think
steroids.
Like, why not? Like, I know this is like a bit like out there, but or not like hypothetical.
Yeah.
But if you were going to do army, if you were going to have army, wouldn't you want your soldiers
steroids?
Yeah, to be like the strongest. And like also crack the fuck out. Have you seen like crackhead energy? Like they can do whatever.
Yeah.
So like you have a bunch of like jacked Chris Bumstead mustache, huge, crack out on crack cocaine.
Well, I think that would run back in the 1800s, but I don't think it would run in this like right now.
I would actually love to know when like amphetamines and meth was created. You know, because it's like lab created. So like, when did like people actually start using it?
And like, what was the reason to begin with?
I think like initially it was just like, oops, like oops, I created this thing that just like gives you unlimited energy for like 6-7 hours, and then you like crash and heavily depressed probably as well.
I know there's a drug about. I don't know the story completely, but there's a drug where the scientist guy, and there's like a day that holds to celebrate this whole shit. And so basically this guy just like, he was creating shit in his lab and then like accidentally mixed something and then like he ingested it or something like that. And like he was riding a bicycle home, and I forgot what the day is called, but it must be like bicycle day or something like that. Man, I don't really know. But accidentally mixed this, and this guy was like high the whole time on riding a bike on
his bicycle.
Yeah, and then he gets home and realizes that, oh shit, you know?
Yeah, this is like the story that you're telling now. I'm 90% sure it's Albert Hofmann. He was a Swiss chemist.
I think
He's a Swiss chemist. He was in his lab, and he accidentally created acid. Like LSD.
Yeah.
And he didn't know it was acid, because what he did was, there's like a thing that grows on wheat. So it's like a fungus semi.
Yeah.
It's called like ergot bodies. So he somehow like figured out, okay, if I take this fungus and isolate LSD, something that's called like lysergic acid. I don't know. Not my expertise. But he like accidentally got it on his fingers. And like the first trip ever, he was like tripping in his lab. He's like, what the fuck's going on? Like everything's just moving. He's like, what? Yeah. And then he climbs on his bike to go back home. That's, and I think that was the first ever like acid trip was him on his bike heading back home.
It's sick because he must have had like, he must have been scared shitless because he doesn't know what's going on. But at the same time, he's like, oh.
Like, I actually do like think like you'd initially be scared.
Yeah.
Because like imagine you just like accidentally something spills on your hand or something and you just like start seeing colors and everything starts moving. Like you're freaking out. And then like after that, I've never done acid. But like then that like blissful period comes where it's like, oh shit. I am the earth and the earth is me. And like we are all fucking apart like hippie shit. Like straight hippie shit. And he's like cruising on his bicycle, just having like a ball, like just
imagining the best like situation
ever. Like imagine him telling his wife the story afterwards. Like,
she wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe what happened at work today, honey.
She wouldn't believe it. He probably even couldn't explain it when he got home. He's like, yeah, he was that. I think he was that like fucked.
Would you like, if you were in his shoes, would you go back the next day and taste it again?
Definitely.
Because I think you are on something. Like, or not like on something, but you are figuring out that, oh, okay, this is actually something cool.
I think as a scientist, I think it is, he is obliged to find out exactly what it is and exactly what this thing does. And the only way he can do that is test it out again. And again.
just like experiment.
So yeah, that's the only way, you know. We ran one experiment, accidental experiment. We have to run another one.
It was successful.
Successful, but we have to run another one and see exactly.
What about like, have you ever seen, imagine the Colombians making cocaine for the first time. Have you seen like the process that they make cocaine in? Like, how the fuck do you figure that out? That's like I was thinking, how do you figure out how to make a cake?
I've actually never seen the process. You have to like walk me through it a little bit. Like,
I actually don't know. But it's like, you add, let me Google this. How to make cocaine? Do you think?
We're going to have like the Secret Service knocking at the door.
What's up? surely they'll have something on that. How is cocaine made? Like, I know it's the cocoa plant.
Yeah.
But, like, while you're, like, making the cocoa plant, you, like, add petrol in it. And then you have... There's, like, a warning. American Addiction Center provides 24 hours. Like, they're already... How is it made? So, workers harvest the cocoa leaves.
Mm-hmm.
The leaves are soaked in gasoline. The gasoline is drained, and then the cocaine base is dried. It is then dissolved in a solvent, whatever that is,
mm-hmm.
and then the excess solvent is removed and it is dried into bricks. Like, who thought to add gasoline and leaves? Like, that's whack.
Gasoline is hard, eh?
Let me grab the next. Like, we're going to fucking the FBI is going to start knocking. Oh, yeah. you are stranded on an island, and you can only take 3 items with you. What would they be?
Mm.
A knife.
Yeah.
A fishing kit. Like, at least a working fishing rod. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And rope. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of rope. I feel like you can do a shit ton with, like, just rope.
Okay.
Like, I can build a shelter. I can, like, hang myself a hammock. I can, like, do the whole thing. And if it really goes south, I can just, like, hang myself. I'm joking.
It's a good answer. Wait. But the question was, what can you take with you?
Yeah, so you have 3 items you can take with you on an island.
Mm. That's a tough one, man. Because I'm not a camper. Like I haven't been camping like once in my life, and that's.
Did you like it?
It was sick. It was sick.
Okay. But, like, okay.
I was constantly, because I have a thing, like, I hate snakes. So in my head, I was like, fuck, man, if a snake is up in my tent, I'm fucked. So the whole night, I was like, I couldn't sleep because I was like thinking about snakes the whole time. Because there are snakes in the area, but it's like, it's pretty rare, but like, there are snakes.
It can happen, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like thinking, oh fuck.
But like, camping is tough. Like, camping is not, it is tough. It's not like,
but it's the nice. Most enjoyable thing in the world.
No, but I had a good time though. I had a good time. But so, I would take, I think a knife, yeah. Because, man, how else am I going to kill these? I need to, with a knife, I can make like, what do you call it? The arrow. I can make an arrow. I can cut some meat.
Yeah, you just want to fuck up some snakes. Actually, like, yeah, on snake repellent. Yeah, take exactly. Snake repellent.
Save my iPhone.
No, fair. Nah, so is that?
Nah, I don't know. Three things. Cause
you have one
first. First thing that comes to my head is like, I need food. And do I want to hunt every day?
Like, you can technically, it's not very specified. You can.
I'll take seeds.
Seeds.
Plant some, I don't know, apples or something.
Okay, valid. Valid. But then it's like that takes a while. That's like, but I'm not taking anything away from you, but like that.
But how long are you gonna hunt? You're on an island. There's like a limited amount. I mean, yeah, you can fish, but on the island itself, there's like a limited amount of species.
Yeah, like actually, like stuff to eat.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Which, like, you're eating things like, I don't know, maybe rabbits or I don't know.
I think it must suck. It's like nice for like. I don't think it's ever nice to be stranded on an island.
Nah.
Have you ever seen those people that like go to Alaska and they like try and survive as long as possible off the land?
No, I haven't. But there's this one show called Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
I watched a bit of that one, and it's an outrageous show. Like, you're naked on an island and you're trying to like win money. Like, people do a lot of crazy shit for money. But yeah, you're naked on TV for money and you're stranded on an island like with actually live animals and all that jazz. It's crazy.
I've watched a show at a time. I no idea what it is called. Yeah. But pretty much what they give you, like an elk or no, there's a moose. So like, they kill a moose, they hunt a moose, mm-hmm. and then they're like, okay, cool. You have food, you have meat.
Mm-hmm.
Now survive. Right? They just like put you on the island. Like, it's cold, it's shitty, you mm-hmm. don't have shelter, you have nothing, but you have a moose at least.
Yeah.
And the whole thing progresses. And like, the people who like could hold out long enough got like a shelter, they got like fire. Oh shit, I like a good item to bring would probably to make fire, because I like fire is essential as fuck. Yeah, I would have.
It is.
But
some matches.
like a box of cigarettes and a lighter. Exactly. A couch. Just chill there. And actually, what happened, very interesting. They had so much excess meat, but because like moose meat is so lean.
Mm-hmm.
The people started like drastically losing weight because their diet didn't have enough fat in.
Yeah.
Or even, not even just fat, like carbs as well. Mm-hmm. So they had like just protein, but there was no fat in the protein. And there was no carbs because they don't have like a bakery next door to them. So it's like sort of screwed. And they started losing so much weight, and they couldn't figure out like why, because I eat like 1 kilogram, 2 kilograms of meat a day. But I'm losing 1 kilogram.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you can't process that. Like, it's, I found it like very interesting that, yeah. But I think that must suck to go up. Put yourself on an island, survive now. Like, it's badass, like, cool, but.
If you do survive, yeah.
Weird flex, bro. You, but
who wants to eat moose every day?
Weird flex, but okay.
Have you ever tried moose?
I've eaten like a lot of antelope and stuff like that, like hunted meat. But there's no moose in South Africa. Like, that's cold countries, I guess.
I think the most, the weirdest thing I've tried is probably, like, crocodile, which is...
Crocodile?
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. It's not something I'd eat every day, man.
Like, what would you compare it to? Like, can you even compare crocodile
with anything? I don't think I can compare it because it tastes... The thing is, like, I think, you know, you've tried, like, chicken and beef and all this, like, turkey and stuff like that, and you get used to that. So as soon as it's, like, even, like, the first time I had, like, rabbit, it was like...
Weird. Yeah.
It was, like, I can't compare it because it tastes different and...
Have you ever had duck?
Duck?
Duck. No. Do you know what? I fuck with duck. Like, really? It's a very weird meat.
I've heard good things.
Because it's like...
It.
Yeah, because it's like a chicken. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why. But the meat is like red.
Ooh, is it?
Yeah, it's like red. So like, let's say you cook it.
Yeah.
There would be like a little bit of red. It looks like raw chicken. But it's not raw chicken. It's just duck. And it's like very fatty. It's actually really good. I enjoy duck.
You enjoy ducks.
Yeah, I enjoy ducks.
Yeah, but ducks are cute, man.
Cute.
They're fucking cute, man.
You know what? Everything is cute until you get hungry.
Until you get hungry, everything is sweet, man. That's a hot topic with the vegetarians. I don't want to get into that one.
Like, in all aspects, as soon as you get hungry, you need to like... You need to eat.
Exactly.
Something.
It's the circle of life, I think. It's the ecosystem.
Yeah, like... Okay, so like... When... Actually, I went straight vegetarian.
Yeah.
When I was in the Congo. Because there's no meat.
I swear.
There's no fucking meat.
How? How is there no meat? No cows? What?
No cows. Like...
Bro,
limited. Limited amount of pork. For like 2 weeks, I was like involuntarily...
Yeah, man, vegetarian. I can tell you lost a bit of weight, and I was like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Yeah, he was like, "This man, like out of nowhere, turned into a pussy."
Out of nowhere, I was like, "Okay."
Wow, no, like
meat in Congo.
Nah, there's no meat, and I started like, you know, the food was not the best.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that much. But you don't really expect the best.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
these people then. Like, you eat beans and rice. Like, that's your normal... Yeah. No
that's
joke.
That's protein.
No joke. Like, beans and rice. And then you have maybe, like, pasta. Like, every now and then. Like, pasta with no meat. Just, like, sauce. It's like pasta. No, it was...
Man.
Never again. Never fucking again. I miss my meat so much. Because I'm a meat eater at the end of the day.
I don't know if I can live like that. Like, sustainably. To be fair.
I don't know. It's not for me. It's not for me.
Yeah, same. Like, I understand, like, you know, saving, like, lives of animals and stuff like that. But I think we're top of the food chain for a reason, man. We have to keep that cycle going.
Yeah.
So, and meat is really good. It tastes really nice.
Like, I can like, empathize more with people who don't like the taste of meat.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, fair. Okay, you don't...
Yeah.
I don't like, they'd say... Spinach, I'm not the biggest fan of.
Mm-hmm. For me, it depends how you make the spinach. A lot of the things I figured depends how you make
it. If you make it good, like, sure. But, like, let's say, like, so... Do you know what? I don't know what it's called in English, but in... Afrikaans, it's spanspek. It's like this fruit, and you cut it in, and it's like orange on the inside, but like the outside is. It's a watery, it's almost like watermelon. It has like two forms, like orange and green.
I have no idea. You just.
I almost want to say it sounds like antelope.
Mm.
A cantaloupe. A manalope. No. I'm just butchering the name, but like, for example, that I don't fuck with that. I wouldn't eat that. And if meat tastes to someone else like that, fair game.
Fair game.
But if you are like preaching, like,
yeah,
hey yo, I want to save the environment, and I like all this like green bullshit, you know, like straight up green bullshit. Because at the end of the day, like, you are using your phone. Which, I promise you, the battery is not very ethically sourced.
Yeah.
your electricity you are using, like, there's so many things that you use.
Yeah.
That at the end of the day, if you look at the source of it, it's just as bad as meat. Like, do I agree with the production of meat? Like, I'm a veterinarian. I know the, not a veterinarian already, but I've studied it.
Yeah.
So I have like a concept in my head of how bad the system actually is. And it sucks. Trust me, it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a cow. I don't want to be, I don't want to be a milking cow. Like, 100% not. But that's just what it is. But at the end of the day, like, I would prefer like hunting my meat, but that's not as easily available. So
no, it's not easy. It's a controversial one, man. It's a controversial one, because I think a lot of the like vegan foods and stuff like that, they also take a lot of input to, you know, produce,
actually make it.
Yeah, and stuff like that. So it's a 50-50. I just think people just should make their own decisions, and like everyone can be okay with that.
Ultimately. No, I agree with that. Like, at the end of the day, do you? Like, yeah, I'm not going to like shove down my opinion down your throat. Exactly. I have my opinion. Exactly. I have my opinion, but I won't, like, if you tell me you're vegan, I'm not going to
accept. Yeah, exactly. Like, we're still bros, like, but we're just not going to share a burger.
let me grab the next one. Well,
this is orange.
That was a good point to like end it on. That was very PC. Like, how important do you think sport is for society? Interesting question. I think it's a very obvious question.
Yeah.
It's very like, it's obviously positive at the end of the day. It's very positive.
I agree with that.
I think like one of the examples I can think of is, I mean, rugby in South Africa during like 1994, mm-hmm. when like apartheid was at its prime and we were like allowed the first time to play rugby in like the World Cup.
Yeah.
And our president, Nelson Mandela, he was like the first one to like sort of, sounds terrible, but to unite black and white together via sport.
Yeah,
okay, our country is doing really good in rugby right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all like just commit in that and like, let's strive in that.
Yeah.
And it's sort of still like that in South Africa. Like, see, the South African, like, I would say the position where we are now is not the best.
Mm-hmm.
Like, politically, economically, socially, like, a lot of things are wrong.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, everyone on Saturday would scream, let's go Boca, you know? So, I think it's a very stupid question, but it's like very simple.
I agree with that, because, like, sport is something that I think everyone can resonate with. Like, and there's lots of different sports. Like, it's not just, like, rugby. There's loads of sports. And on the South Africa thing, like, I was going to my Instagram the other day, like, during the World Cup, and just to see how many South Africans were, like, people I didn't even know watch rugby were, like, oh, go Boca, go what? So many people were invested in the World Cup, and I was like, man, it's a cool thing. It's really cool. Even now, like, with the Olympics going on, like, everyone is...
Have you seen how fit... These Olympians are.
Bro.
Whoa. Chill. Chill, ladies. Like, what the fuck? Can I be Olympian to go live in the Olympic Village?
I can't say I go to the gym anymore. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right. I think sport does bring people together. It's a positive thing. I think you can't have a world without sports. And it's also, sports is good.
Sports, I think it's healthy, like, for you
mentally,
as well.
Mentally as well, like physically as well. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. I tend to... Rugby is like a break from everything that's going on in life, you know?
It keeps you busy, yeah, exactly. Literally. I'm like at the point now, it's like so irritating, like my finger.
Mm.
Like, it's a bit screwed. So I can't really exercise. Or at least like... I want a week still until they like remove the rod out of my finger.
Yeah.
Where I can actually like do this.
I didn't see that with the
whole thing. No. I keep it all for the... You can't see it with the camera. Yeah. But if they remove that, like, I would love to be able to do like... Even like a basic thing like running again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to use my hands. Like,
you could play... You could play tennis or...
Yeah, like one-handed thing. Yeah, no, like, squash. There's a lot of things to do. Like, I was there was a few things I was doing with my finger, but it's just like, you know, I went through this whole surgery. Let me just fucking, let me not be my normal crackhead. Because what happened was, I like dislocated my finger in rugby.
Yeah.
It was like, who cares? I'm still going to play rugby. Like, I don't, I'm not going to like give my finger a break. I gave it like a break for like 5 days. And yeah. I was like back on the rugby field playing. And I don't think that is very good for the healing process.
No, literally. It was not on.
No. So, no. In general, I think sport is really good for society, for like health reasons, like social reasons as well.
Yeah. And just think about like from an economic point of view. Think about how much money people are willing to pay to go watch these stars.
Would bars exist if there was not sport every weekend?
Nah, bro. It's a different game.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, imagine like game. The Six Nations or the World yeah. Cup is on. Like, Irish pubs packed every weekend. Yeah. The Irish culture would not exist without
exactly.
sports and bars. Like,
because you have to think. I'm not like a bars person. If there's no sports on, I'm not going to a bar. I'm not going to a bar. Like, it's just, nah. Unless, like, someone invites me there. But, yeah, man, sports is, yeah. I would go to a bar just for sports. And that's, it brings people together. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, that's what makes sports nice. Yeah. Wow.
So I agree with that. Yeah. Show me to get the next one.
Yeah, you can grab from here. All
right. Let's grab a juicy one. Right, if you could have dinner with one rugby player, who would it be? Oh, God. Man, I'm going to say Nonu.
Nonu? My Nonu?
Yeah, I'm going to say Nonu. I'm going to say Nonu because my reason is I think he was such a master of his crafts. Don't get me wrong, there's like loads of them, but I was like, when I was in high school, I remember just watching Ma Nonu play. And I was like, damn, okay. Like, before a game, I'll just put on Ma Nonu. And I'm like, just like highlights. Yeah, just like highlights of Ma Nonu. And I was like, yeah, man, this guy, he's just... I loved everything about him. He was hard, quick. He had the skill set. He was just
amazing defense. Yeah. Like,
he was just a complete player. So, I'd have to go with Ma Nonu. And I think he had...
I think you would, like, eat a fuck ton.
Yeah.
Like, I would think, like, you put, like, a whole chicken in front of him. Exactly. And you would, like, devour that, like, it's, like...
Nothing.
Exactly. Nothing. Like, he's a yeah. unit. He's a unit.
If not Ma Nonu, I'd go maybe Artie Sevier now, maybe. I don't know. Because I just think he's a good... I think he's got...
Where's Artie now? Artie went through to Japan, right?
He went to Japan, but I think he's now playing for Pacifica.
What is Pacifica? France.
One of the islands. I think Fijian Islands, is it? Moana Pacifica, I think.
No, I never heard of it.
Yeah, one of those. Like, so there's Super Rugby and there's Super Rugby Pacifica. And they've had, like, new teams because, like, everyone that comes in is from... Everyone, like, most of the New Zealand players, like Seru Reese and all that, they're, like, from the Pacific, yeah?
Yeah.
So
same as Artie, probably. Yeah.
So he's playing for Moana Pacifica now. And I think he's... He was emotional about it for some reason. It was a whole thread like of his emotional. Yeah, but
I do think he's a vibey guy though.
Yeah,
I think he comes off.
He gives off that like very down to earth and someone that will just like give everything. It's just like if you're looking captain qualities, like mm-hmm. he's got them.
Yeah,
he's got them. I reckon.
But I feel like he has that. Like a lot of Pacific people,
mm-hmm.
like Pacific Islanders, they have like, they're not the same, but they have that very down to earth, very like, I don't know, friendly.
Yeah.
Type look. I don't know. I like. Exactly. They just seem like nice people. It's like the Aussies. Like Aussies are just nice people in general.
Aussie.
Wait.
Who would you have as your dinner date rugby player?
Skalk Berger, probably.
Really?
Yeah, Skalk Berger.
I wasn't expecting that one, to be fair.
Like, it is a bit of like, not a different one, but for me, he was like, from when I was young, he was always like that player on the field
yeah.
who would fucking the hardest hitter.
Yeah, impact players.
Yeah, impact player. Like, you know, like, I've seen, like, interviews of, like, people, and they're like, then they ask to comment about, like, Skulk, and it's like, you would always know when Skulk is on the field.
Skulk's on the field.
You would always know when he's on the field. Like, this blonde, big hair, fucking absolute animal, just, like, devouring the fuck out of people. And, like, on top of that, he ended up getting, like, Lyme disease. Did you know about the story? No. So he was extremely sick, like close to deathbed.
Yeah.
Like, got Lyme disease. I don't know how else to explain it. And then somehow, like, miraculously recovered from that, decided to try rugby again.
Mm-hmm.
Was such a impact player that he got best player, like, not newcomer, but, like, best improved player or something like that.
Swear.
Just from his season after being, like, near death.
Oh my goodness.
So I think, like, not just firstly him being South African.
Mm.
Like, we can talk lekker Afrikaans. we can talk a lot of shit, firstly. Secondly, he seems like a nice oak. He looks like a genuine guy. I wouldn't even say he looks... He looks a little bit stupid. He looks smart. He looks dialed in. And then on top of that, I think he has great stories. Yeah. I think he'll have great stories.
I think he would. Especially, like, being through that, like, near-death experience. For him, I don't know if I could go through that.
And, like, back and, like, play rugby? Like, what are you, like, on, man?
Because, like, you have to think, like, at that point, I don't think he had anything to prove. I think people knew that he was, like, who Scott Foga was at that point. And then to come back and then do it again, that takes a lot.
Maybe, like, I don't know how the mindset works, but maybe he was like, he's not finished yet.
Yeah.
You know, like, when you, the one thing, this might come off a little bit deep, but, like, you enjoy health so much until it's taken away from you. Like, you take it for granted so easily until you,
just,
like...
It's not just health, man. It's a lot of things, I think. It's a lot of things that people take for granted. That it's like, once that's taken away from you, you're like, oh.
Like, life is completely different from that. Like, completely different. And, like, where he was from being a great rugby player to almost, like, losing everything. Mm-hmm. Like, not economic-wise, like... I don't know. I think he was like, he's not finished yet. Maybe I would need to ask him these type of questions. I would need to ask him these type of questions.
Over a couple of steaks,
a few brandies, a few fucking a bride. Like, holy shit, that would be nice. That would be very nice.
No, that's a solid. That's a solid one.
As a second one, I don't really have a guy. I'll take him. Put that as my final answer.
Elizabeth, I think, is also, like...
I think he's Captain South Africa. You know, like, Captain America, like, this, like, superhero? He's Captain South Africa.
Yeah.
When he had his 100th cap, case cap, there was, like, these big metal bars. Like, no jokes. No fucking jokes. Of Eben 100 lit on fire. Like... Set a flame as you, like, singing the national anthem. Like, he is Captain South Africa.
He's that guy. He's that guy. For South Africa, he's just that guy. He's massive, bro. He plays intellectually as well. So
I think I've heard from the grapevine that his whole family is, like, big wrestlers.
I swear.
Like he was big into wrestling, he was a good wrestler.
Mm.
And on top of just being a good wrestler, like, his whole family was rough.
Ooh.
Like, that's why he's so fucking good.
Yeah. Oh.
Because he got, like, I don't know, I guess he has brothers or something.
Yeah, he got that.
They definitely fucking hit each other a few times. Yeah. Like, oh, yo, Marcel, boost. Yeah. Poof. And he's like, hit him.
Do you have brothers like that, though?
No, I have, like, a little baby brother.
Yeah, same. I got, like, a little baby brother. Not a baby brother, but, like, he's grown now, but, like, it's like that. We don't wrestle.
We don't wrestle. can I be honest? I have, like, my brother's, like, 9 now. He's, like, 9.
Fair.
But he's a softie. Let me tell you that. Like, he's such a softie.
Yeah.
He's physically, he's very big, but he's very soft on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And like, personally, how I think, as a brother should do, is toughen your brother up.
Yeah.
You need to like, because... So do I like slightly bully my brother? Probably a little bit. Like, I take him out and I'm like, okay, that's, for example, like, what I would do is I would go back to South Africa,
yeah,
and we'd go passing in like our garden, and like, I remember I was pissed. I was so pissed. So, you know, like normal passing, like you have normal passing, but then you have like this, like where you put your hands on the other side because it's weak, so you like inside spin it, if yeah, you understand yeah, what I mean. It's like you don't, very technical. So instead of like taking your backhand over yeah, like you should, it's swapped, so the inside hand is like going over.
Yeah, I know what
yeah, because you're weak. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, or not weak, like, but it's just like
off the one hand is like that, but off the weak hand, maybe you're trying to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, like you're yeah, trying, but that's not how you pass. Like yeah, imagine yeah, yeah, running and like needing to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I saw that and I freaked. I was like, who's teaching you how to pass, son? Like, who's teaching you this? Like, you are like, this is not rugby. This is not rugby. And then like we were sitting there for like at least an hour minimum.
Yeah.
Until he learned how to pass correctly. Yeah, yeah. No, he hated every second. He was like,
bro was like, I wanna go home.
Yeah, I wanna play some fucking Minecraft. Come on, leave me alone. Now I'm like abusing him, telling him, No, you can't pass.
That's what big brothers are for, man. Like I'm a certified bully. I'll accept that.
Look, you need to be.
I have to.
I think if you are a brother,
yeah,
older brother at least, and you not like pick a little bit on your younger brother, like yeah, just like push a few buttons.
Yeah,
like someone needs to teach him how to be tough. Someone
has to do it, and it's not like I consciously think of these things. It just happens naturally yeah, most of the time. Most of the time it's just naturally. It just happens. It's just yeah, like I, yeah, it's what you should do. It's just the. It's how it is, man.
Circle of life, brother. Yeah, it's how circle
it is.
Of life.
It's how it is. It's how it is. Are we pulling up the next question?
Yeah, you can pull up.
So red, it's red now.
Red, the hardest. The hard question.
Oh, I gotta pick
this
carefully.
Is going to hit.
I'll just pick the one that's pointing right at me. This one.
Is it yelling your name?
It's yelling. The worst injury you have ever experienced. Oh, man. You know, this is crazy because it's not a sports injury, actually, because I've never broken a bone in my body.
Okay.
Surprisingly. And I've played rugby since I was what?
It's nine, a mental injury. Nine, you got ten? Broke up with a girl. It just like mentally scarred you.
She broke my heart. Yeah. No, I say this right here, this is probably the worst injury.
That's
I've
a scar in half. Yeah. For those who can't see, that's a solid scar on your forearm.
3, 4, 5, like 6 stitches. Weird story actually. It's a funny story actually. I think I was playing. I was just playing in my room, like on the second floor, and I was swinging on the, you know, the office chairs that like tend to swing a bit, swing about. So it was like a glass window there, and I was like hanging onto the bars, and I swung, and I like swung into the glass, and that just like fucking cut
gassed
me.
You.
Yeah, deep in there, bro, and yeah.
Yeah, I'm scared of windows. Like that's like, not a.
I have a joke. Fear. Of, I have a fear of heights because on that day, like it really just hit me. Like, bro, I could have fallen off the second floor, and I was like, at that point, I'm dead.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, whoa. How old were you?
I think 13, 12, 13.
Yeah, yeah. So you were just like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was
playing
I was,
around. Yeah, yeah. Still, you were just bored.
Just I was bored. Literally, I was bored. I remember I was doing homework, and I was like, fuck this. Yeah. Like fuck this. I need to take a break, and I'm swinging, you know, you just get into the mode, like play mode. And I was, yeah, that happened. And I remember I had to tell my mom, because when it happened, only my mom was at home at the time, so I had like my sister and like other people that were around to like just like cover it around and stuff like that, because I didn't think it was that bad. But when my mom saw it, she like freaked, bro. She was like, oh, wow. She's like, let's go to the hospital right now. And we went and, yeah, had to get stitches.
I've had, like, an injury like that with my hand as well.
Yeah.
Where, but this is just straight up stupidity. This is, like, in high school or something. I was trying to, like, close a window.
Yeah.
But I was, like, pushing it. But the angle was weird. It's like, so, let's say you have this rectangular, like, metal bar, and then this is window.
Yeah.
And I was, like, trying to push it on the, like, metal part, but that wasn't working for a reason. So, my smart ass was like, oh, more surface area will give me more force to push it. So, I put, like, my whole hand, like, across, like, the window pane and just, like, pushed straight through it. I just, flung. But it was, like, at a school event. It was, like, there was a lot of people and shit like that. So, I'm pushing it and I remember I looking down at my finger and it was just like white. Like, you know, like when it's like deep where it's just like white?
Yeah.
But I do that. I freak out sometimes when it comes to like cuts. I freak the fuck out.
Ooh.
So I like push it. I look. I see like no blood, just white. I start yelling, my finger is off. My finger is off. It's off. I start like yelling that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's not that bad.
It's not that deep.
You're
like, fuck.
But like in the moment, I was shitting myself. Yeah. Shitting myself. And like still to today, like windows and glass and stuff like that.
That's the thing. Even like when I got this, in the moment, I didn't realize how bad it was. But I was just like, fuck. I wasn't even thinking about the pain that like of the cut. Like, I was just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
oh,
fuck. No, 100%. But, like, that's so true. Because as soon as you, like, because you have, of course, you have your skin and you have everything. When something cuts that deep and, like, glass, like, it doesn't, like, chill. It just cuts.
Yeah.
And then you look at that and you're like, this is not how it's supposed to look like.
I'm processing it. And in the moment, I'm thinking, okay, well, oh, that's so that's like that, and then that's like I'm doing a little biology lesson in my head. I'm like, okay, I didn't know that was like that.
Yeah, and then you're like, nah.
And then like, you know, the pain settles in and then you're like, oof.
And it hurt.
It hurt.
Yeah. No, like the hand thing that I'm talking about referencing to now, that wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Luckily. But I think, like, your head, like, it fucks with you a bit. Because, you see that and you're like, nah.
So, what's your worst injury, then?
I think my worst injury was, like, my skull.
Skull?
Yeah. I fractured my skull when I was 16.
Playing rugby?
Yeah, playing rugby.
I don't think I'd play rugby again if I did that.
No, for, like, a solid year and a half, I didn't play. I, like, completely retired with rugby. No, but it was, like, a freak accident. It was straight up a freak accident. Like, as, yeah, I'll run you through the story. It's actually a good story. It's a bit gruesome, but it's a good story nonetheless. So we're like playing rugby and it's like that typical, I was 16 and we were playing against the first team.
Yeah.
So you know how those type of practices go.
Yeah.
Like initially it's like no contact guys, coaches tell us. And then like one guy gives like a semi-okay tackle. And then the other team was like, yo, fuck that guy. Fuck him. You just tackled John very hard. And then you're like, and then they tackle you hard. And you're like, hey, yo, fuck you. And then it's like, just like straight up like testosterone like, rage.
Every tackle matters now.
Yeah. And it was pretty much like that. And I know we had a move where it was like my friend in front of me.
Yeah.
And what he was supposed to do was take contact and then me bind against him and like drive him forward. That was like sort of the move.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was he got the ball, started running, wanted to take contact. Saw that the biggest guy on the first team was right in front of him.
Mm.
And he was not taking that hit. So he took like a step. And as he stepped away, that guy was tackling, and me, I was just like, I'm latching on top of you.
Yeah.
Head-on-head contact.
Ooh.
Boom. Everything went numb. Foof. drop down to the floor. Like, it was just like a buzz. Like, imagine like pins and needles, yeah, but just like your whole body through.
Yeah, I don't know.
And no. Jeez. So everyone was like, fuck, this is not good. Everything stops, like practice is like sort of like on a halt. At least it was at the end. And they do a concussion test on me. Everything's good. I passed concussion test. I just didn't know how I got to school that day. Like, I didn't know if an Uber dropped me off or if my mom dropped me off. But I got to school that day. I can tell you what day it was. I can tell you what was happening. I can tell you everything.
Yeah.
But how I got to school till today.
Never.
No idea.
Wow.
And I remember, this is where it went like, fucked. Because you can like still feel it. You can still feel it. Like the skull is like fractured. And I needed to like take a two weeks off from school to like just chill and like recover the brain, I guess. Yeah. And then after that, I was just like, fuck rugby. I'm not playing rugby for a while. Ended up playing like matric year. But, and then after that, took a while off, and then I started playing for the XLs again. And then, I mean, that is fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun, but you're not playing anymore.
No. Different story. So now, like, my mom just was there. And I'm like, okay, let's go to the doctor. I, like, start, like, we go outside of school, but the school has, like, a weird route, and we, like, almost at the gate. I'm like, stop. Because I was nauseous. I remember all I could feel was nausea. And I opened the door and I like puke. And I puke blood.
Oh. That's scary one now.
So like, just put your mind in it. So you just got a huge hit on your head.
Yeah.
And you puke blood. First thing I was thinking, my brain is bleeding. Which like, in the moment, does not like... Looking back on it, doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, but in the moment, it makes sense.
In the moment, it makes like, sense. I'm... Fuck sake, Wiz. I was crying. I was, like, bawling my eyes out. I'm, like, yelling, freaking out. I'm, like, I am dying right now.
Jeez.
And then, long story short, wasn't that bad. It sounds much worse as what it was.
Yeah.
But in 2 weeks, I was fine again. Like, the concussion wasn't that bad, but the fracture, like, all the damage was taken by the skull. Not that much by the brain. Like, the brain did get a little bit of a hit, but...
So you don't have that fracture anymore, or...?
No, you can feel it.
Really?
Like, if you, like... You can feel a bump. You can, or it's not a bump, but it's like this drop. But it's a drop because of the bump that is coming out, you know?
This guy, why don't you wear a scrub cap?
Nah, that's a good point. That's why I'm not playing rugby anymore. Like,
bro, nah. Get a scrub cap or something. Like, get something on there, bro. Nah.
Just like some cover. Just like some cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably my worst. That was probably my worst accident that ever happened.
No, that sounds bad. I don't think I'd play rugby afterwards. Or I don't think my parents would allow me.
Like, I didn't play rugby for a good time. Like, I didn't play rugby for a good time. And then, like,
yeah,
you know, if it's sort of like the sport that you grew up with, like, exactly. I mean, you, like, start missing it.
Yeah.
And I can remember, like, initially when I started playing, any tackles, I was scared shitless.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't make that. There was, like, a mental block in it where I remember when I started playing again, if someone was running towards me, me putting that shoulder down and like actually taking a tackle, like disconnected. Like I couldn't do that. Like my brain was immediately like, abort mission. And I would just like lack down and like sort of like just grab, like sort of try and grab.
But I know for a fact you've had these moments here, because I used to have them. Like, this was when I first like integrated into the first team in high school. Because I was like 16, do you know what I mean?
Okay, that's yeah. Young for first team. Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Like, I know you've had these moments where you're like, shit, because I'm not the biggest guy there, and there's like pretty big boys, right? And I'm like, I'm looking at the boys, I'm like, fuck. So I remember vividly, story time.
Yeah, story time, of course.
It was not a big game. It was just a regular game. Regular first team game. So, you know the first team games, everyone's watching. Like, the whole school's fucking watching.
Like, so, the culture is good. The culture is very good. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's not much room to be a pussy, man. You have to do something. So, I remember, big guy, got the ball. Cut the story short, ran straight to me. And I was like, I chose this. I chose to be here for myself, so I'm gonna do what I have to do in it. So I dropped down shoulder, and my goodness, Nathan, when I tell you, I caught this guy so sweet.
Ooh.
I had people come up to me after the game and like, bro, that tackle. Oh, bro, I have no idea how, because guy probably was like twice my size, and.
So you didn't get bumped. That was what I was expecting. I was expecting you getting like...
No. Poof. See, the thing is, I've realized with a lot of tackles with like big guys, or like with this guy, if I was to play it back, he sat like so perfectly on my shoulder. Like there's that sweet spot where you like catch him and you like, he lifts up because his momentum will take him up. If I just like go up a little bit, his momentum will take him up. And when he lands there, it's like, it's game over.
Yeah.
So he landed on the sweet spot, and I got him like right here. So I tell you, try to bump me off. I was low enough.
There's a sweet spot where you get, where if you are too high with a big guy, you're getting flattened, 100%.
Yeah.
But there's like, I almost want to say it's, you start a bit low.
You start low.
But if you hit him like on the hips.
Yeah.
On the hips, all the power gets taken away, and then you can hurt a man, bro. You can hurt a man like that.
I got, he like into me, got him, lifted up. As soon as he was up, I was like, it's only down from here, bro.
Yeah, what?
And oh man, I was buzzing.
That is the best feeling. I can think there's not a better feeling. Like, I know there's not a better feeling.
There's not a better feeling.
Then,
man.
Absolutely. Like, there was a point for me in, like, in rugby. I would love a man that would dare.
Whoa.
No homo. I would love a man who would dare to run straight towards me.
Straight towards
me. No. I'm scared of a man that steps.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
that's like, you can like sort
you're
of
off balance.
Yeah. Because you don't know where he's going. So exactly. Like, I might like guess wrong, or like I might like hit it not sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But if that man is locked up, like, and he dares straight run straight at
straight
me.
Straight at me. Come, bro.
That's when you're like, absolutely kill a man. When you're like, chills, brother.
No, like, a lot of people don't understand it. And they think it's like, it's a size thing, or it's like, physical. It's not, bro. A lot of the small guys be putting in big hits. And it's because of that sweet spot. If you learn how to tackle, like, it's that sweet spot that's just...
Technique. I think technique is all, at the end of the day, if you have good technique with tackle, like... If you are going into a tackle, this is not a podcast to like actually teach people how to tackle, but like, if you try and hit a guy very high, you are going to get flattened. Like, there's nothing that you can, you have no power standing upside.
Don't get me wrong, there's guys you can hit high, but at certain point in time, you just, it's just that, you know, that game knowledge, like, I can't do this here. I can't hit him high at this point in time.
Yeah.
But there's times when you can do that and it works perfectly fine.
Okay, valid. I can see situations or I can imagine situations in my head.
But there's also times where you just have to go low. You just have to just shoot,
man,
for the shoot
I've
spot.
Like, you can see some photos on the Exiles, like, photos.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, on my knees. Rather, like, these guys are fucking triple my size.
Yeah.
So this fat fucker.
I know those.
And then it's like those grass cutters. Like, it's like a...
Those are the best ones, though, because they don't see them coming, and it's like, he's running one second, and 1 second he's on the ground. It's like,
there's nothing you can do. Yeah, like, literally nothing you can do. Yeah.
Even if he goes, the lower he goes, the easier it is for you to, like, chop him.
Yeah. That's like with those big guys, that's sometimes the best options. I've been like blown on it a few times, but it's like,
why?
Hey, nothing about the referee in Hungary.
That was a long topic.
Yeah, we can have a separate podcast on that. Like, literally.
Swear.
On that point, I'll grab my, ooh, Interesting. What would be your dream job, regardless of practicality? So you can be whatever the fuck.
So regardless of what I study.
Well, okay. First off, this might be like an unrealistic job.
Yeah.
But designing a zoo.
Really?
No, okay, not designing the whole zoo. But like, let's say you take like a certain part of the zoo and you're like, okay, I'm going to build the cages for, in my imaginary world, there's no practicality. Okay, there's no practicality. I can dream like I want. New zoo. Tons of land. Tons of money. I'm talking about oil money.
Yeah.
Right? You design the cages for the animals, not for the people. Fuck the people. Fuck the people. They can see the lion when they want to see them.
Yeah.
Or when the lion wants to be seen. But in general, those cages are made as close to nature as possible. And what I like, because personally for me, I like my monkeys. I'm a monkey man. I enjoy my monkeys. I was very recently at the Budapest Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And there was... So the Budapest Zoo has two primates.
This guy was on a date.
And then it was like... I went to the zoo and there's pretty much like two, three... I would say exhibits for monkeys. So you have a gorilla exhibit, a orangutan exhibit, and then like small monkeys. Like... But small monkeys, I don't care about. I mean, but the gorillas, all of them fat.
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting.
Do you know how strong gorillas are? Like, just on a side note, though.
No, they can... They're huge. They are strong. And you know they're vegetarian.
Are they?
Completely. Completely vegetarian.
I know lions are king of the jungles, but I think, like, gorillas would take a lion any day.
I think tigers are king of the jungle.
Really?
Lions are king of the safari.
Well, as king of the safari, he's king of nothing.
King of Africa and king of... Okay, but where's like jungle? But I think, I personally think...
Amazon.
1v1. 1v1.
Mm-hmm.
Lion versus tiger.
I'm guilty of watching some of these YouTube videos where it's like lions, tigers fighting like National Geographic or shit like that. But like... I don't know, man. I don't know. I think it depends because it's like, it's also like, you have to take into account, like, it's not every lion. Like, some lions are weaker than others. Do you know what I mean?
Again?
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you have average lion, average tiger, I think the size difference.
Yeah.
The size, like, I assume their attacking power is the same.
But it's not the size, it's about, you know, the fight.
It's the fight of the dog.
Fight of the dog.
No, but I personally think, okay, but regarding like gorillas, completely vegetarian animals, like they don't eat an inch of meat, but they are huge.
Massive.
They are huge. Massive. Large portions of their day is solely just eating.
I swear.
All they do is they eat like either fruits or like roots of plants or a bunch of different things, but they keep size. I think they naturally just big. They just naturally like in their genetics, it's just made to be big.
I mean, yeah.
But they strong as fuck.
They're strong.
Have you seen those videos of like it's like somewhere in the middle of nowhere, Africa, and like it's like even if you look at Harambe, like Harambe was like running with that kid like it was like a small handbag. Nothing.
No, the thing is, if you see one up close, you actually realize the, you know, the extent to which these things are fucking, these things can kill anything.
I'm big into my monkeys, so I had like a bit of experience with like both. I would say chimpanzees are much more aggressive.
Really?
Than gorillas.
If you cross a gorilla though, like, maybe it's not naturally aggressive, but if you cross one, though.
So, okay, so let me tell you this. So we were in the Congo, and there's like this big ass mountain. So there's like this bunch of different species that live across Africa, but most of them are Middle Africa.
Yeah.
You have like East Africa and West Africa. We were east of Africa, like Congo, and I don't even, they are called Gwero gorillas. And there's 14 different families.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they live like dictators. These are dictators. These are a bunch of males.
Yeah.
That have tons of pussy.
First living life.
No. That's literally how it is. It's one male that has 3, 4, 5 females. They get babies. The kid, if it's a male, it gets like a little bit older until it's like, cheers, brother.
Yeah.
Like, you need to survive on your own now.
Are they territorial, though?
Surprisingly, you'll find it very surprising. So, from the 14 families that were in the national park, three or four of them were, like, climatized to humans. So, like, they know you are there, and they don't really mind you.
Yeah.
You're sort of like in their space and you're like sort of chilling there, but they're like, yeah, it's this irritating fucking non-hair monkey again. You know what I mean? Like, it's that type of vibe.
Yeah.
And so the females were very aggressive. The male, he was just eating. He didn't care.
Females are aggressive. they know the male's gonna bat them if it goes south.
If that male loses his shit.
Mm.
Nah, brother. Nah, like, it's not ending up.
They know he's gonna back them.
Yeah, so they like sort of like, they the ones, hey, fuck off. Where the male is like, I'm on in my own space, I'm just chilling. But if he loses his shit, you're done now. You are going to like get thrown a solid 10 meters. I wouldn't be surprised if they like take, if he takes you like this, two hands above the head, and just like froze you.
Now I'm thinking
very hypothetically.
It's game over. I'm thinking game over.
Easy.
Game over. That's yeah.
This vegetarian just like crushed you, brother.
Yeah, you're done. You know, at least the lining is like, you know, he's not gonna eat you, but you are gonna die.
yeah. Like you are not walking out of this.
Yeah.
Out. Like, yeah. But I must say, like, chimps, they are dangerous, bro.
I swear.
No, they are aggressive.
Never interacted with one, though.
No, you don't want to. like the baby ones, like the smaller ones.
Yeah,
sure. Until like they hit like, I want to say you call it just puberty. It's just straight up puberty.
Yeah.
Like from baby until like 4, 5, 6 even. 6 you start pushing. Mm. From 7 years onwards, these are killers.
Swear.
These are killers. What they would do, they would like, there's like a thing, it's like a switch.
Mm-hmm.
And they just like lose their shit.
So you just kill anything?
No, they'll fucking rip you apart.
What's the average like lifespan for a chimp?
What do you think?
I'm gonna shoot and say 20 maybe. 20?
60-70.
That's mad.
Mad.
That's mad. That's mad. That's long.
That's human age,
that's,
brother.
That's insane.
That's
a long time to be terrorizing people.
No, it's literally like you have an age from like, let's say 1 to 6, where you can have it maybe as like a pet animal or something like that. After that, understand, this is a rogue animal. There's nothing that will stop it from killing you.
So biologically, and it's like, it's just in there.
You know how we, as humans, like the closest thing to us is chimpanzees.
Mm-hmm.
Technically speaking, if you look genetic wise, we are the closest
to chimpanzees. That explains a lot.
That human aggressive side, you know, that like aggression side?
Yeah.
That's straight taken where the intellectual side comes from.
Yeah.
I'm not taking away, these animals are extremely smart. They have so much emotions. They have all these different things. But that aggressive side where, like, at least we are intelligent enough to understand, okay, this person is pissing me off right now.
Yeah.
If he does not shut his mouth, I'm going to put my fist straight through his teeth.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that aggressive side, straight from chimps. Like, they have that, like, but they don't have that intellect to control it. Mm. So, when they lose their shit, they lose their shit.
It would be interesting to know if there's, like, studies into that, like, if the same conditions apply, like, when a chimp is aggressive, and, like, when humans are aggressive, obviously, I don't know about the anatomy of it all, but, like, do the same drugs get released to the brain and like that? Because I know for humans, it's, like, a lot of adrenaline and you're not really thinking straight and you're just, like, acting purely off emotion and how you're feeling in the moment. And it's not really, you know, logical. But it will be interesting to know if the chimps are, like, are they in that same, like, Are they in that?
Like, what exactly do you mean with the study wise? Like, I understand where you are going with it, but just like, expand a bit more.
If is there, like, has there been a study, or like, do the same conditions apply? Like, is it the same for chimps? Because you said, as you said, like, we're closely related to chimps, right? So when we get aggressive and they get aggressive, is it like the same conditions? Like, is it I don't want to say like hormones or drugs or whatever, but is it the same? Like, are those drugs, like, released into the brain, or like,
what my head would say is, like, yes, probably. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, like, hormones are hormones. I don't think it differs that much from a chimpanzee to a human.
But is it the same level though?
Yeah, what I think is, like, so interesting, not like a study, but like, you can sort of compare in your head
the reaction
differences.
Exactly.
So they did, like, a test of capuchin monkeys. It's this guy, Frans de Waal, Dutch primatologist, brilliant man. R.I.P. he died, like, last year of...
Rest in peace, brother.
I read a bunch of his books beforehand to, like, learn myself on him. But he did, like, the study of capuchins. So you'd have, like, two cages. And understand, these are smart animals. So they would start, like... You would explain to them, okay, if you give me a rock, I give you a reward.
Mm-hmm.
Like money, pretty much.
Yeah.
You give me $5, I give you fruits. You know, type of vibe.
Yeah.
And they started off with cucumbers. So it's like two capuchin monkeys. Give me a rock. Boom. Rock. Here's a cucumber. Capuchin. Yeah, here's... Boom. Cucumber. And then they were like, okay, so instead of... So monkey one, you'll only get cucumbers. Monkey two, you'll get grapes.
Mm-hmm.
And grapes being much more sweet, much tastier than a cucumber, would create that monkey one gets jealous of monkey two getting a better fruit, because he recognizes that it's a better fruit than a cucumber. And it got to the point where... Oh, it's such a cool video. I'll show you afterwards. And as soon as Monkey One gives him the cucumber, he's like, fuck the cucumber. I want a grape, my guy. Like, why are you giving me this?
Yeah.
And it would get so bad where it's like a almost aggressive reaction coming from the monkey because... Why? He's not even accepting the cucumber anymore. He's like throwing it away. He wants the grape.
Mm-hmm.
And try and draw the parallels sort of in like human behavior and like monkey behavior. And you're like sort of, okay, this is very simplified. This is very basic. I mean, the one is getting a grape. The one is getting a cucumber. Like, let's give it to a child.
Yeah.
Like, if the child gets like a slice of apple, the other child gets a marshmallow. the 3-year-old, the toddler. Of course, there's going to be a certain level of like, I want a marshmallow.
Yeah.
I don't want the apple slice anymore. You know, like that type of basic behavior. So I think the same element is there, but it's not as there yet.
I think in finance, you might call that maybe perceived value, whereby it's like, you know, it's not really, it's not like, like you said, the cucumber and the grape both are worth a rock, but this monkey has decided in his head that, you know, the grape is worth more than what the cucumber is, so he wants the grape, which is why you get this is like me blabbing on about
no problem,
but it's like that creates the whole demand and supply spectrum
is like an inequality in the market, almost.
That inequality also is equality somehow. Economics is wild, man. It's wild. But yeah, that's like, I think that's a concept they call perceived value, whereby you think it's not the actual value of it. Like the actual value of it might be a rock, like you said, but in, like, we both perceive this grape to be more than that. And because of the demand, because we want grapes, the value of the grapes is going to go up.
Rather than cucumbers.
So that's, yeah, I get the concept.
So it's like such a basic thing. And that's where I'm like, sort of like, I think maybe that's the point that I wanted to make out of this. Is like, there's not necessarily like, okay, yeah, sure, adrenaline goes up. Sure, that's what the reaction comes from.
Yeah.
But at the base level, it's like, okay, cause reaction. There's like this cause and effect that happens.
Yeah.
And the cause is very relatable to a certain extent. Like, you can put it like, it's relatable where, okay, what is a human emotion? Jealousy. What is a human emotion? Recognizing that someone else is getting something else. Recognizing that, okay, the perceived value of the cucumber is lower than the perceived value of the grape.
Yeah.
So why? Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that.
I 100% agree, man. I get it. We drifted a lot.
What is the question? What is the original question even?
We drifted a lot from, I think it was what, your dream career or something like that?
Yeah, okay, what would your dream job be?
Man, honestly, my dream career, I think what would make me really happy is if I could just play rugby every day, like at a high level.
Okay.
And get paid for it. But obviously, I can't do that, but I feel like it fits so well with the way I want to live, and it would just be, I'd be happy doing it, because you've seen me play, but like, I'm happy every time I'm playing rugby, man. Like, I'm not thinking about anything, like, I'm just playing rugby, and it's fun.
Yeah. Do you think, like, sport, because fuck knows what my answer was. I can't really remember. It was like we sort of sidetracked on monkeys.
Yeah, man,
but like, imagine being a football player. Like an Erling Haaland or something. Yeah, or Mbappe.
Nice. It would be nice. I would say that the downside to that is obviously the attention. I'm not a fan of the attention. I'm not a fan of like being under the microscope and people like really zooming into my life as well. Like, I like to just like... But it is a good life, man. It is a sweet life. I'm not gonna lie. I would definitely. I mean, I would do that. Like, if I could just pick and choose one, yeah, of course.
Rugby would probably, I don't know, it would relate more. Yeah, and I don't think you're under that same microscope, because I do think, like,
footballers.
It must suck to be them, because whatever they do, like semi right or semi wrong, there's always opinion on whatever they do.
And I do get the fans, because, but it's like it's a sticky one, because you know the fans would be like, oh, these guys get the best training, they get the best boots, they get the best pitch. They get the best medical attention.
They get millions of dollars per week.
Everything, millions of dollars per week. And, you know, you expect them to perform at a high level week in, week out. But, you know, biologically, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you're going to have... And I've experienced this. It's like, sometimes you're just going to play just because you have to play. But you're out of form and you don't know what's going on. And you just... You're just trying to do the basics right, and that's it. That's it. You just have to do the basics right every time. It's hard.
Yeah, but that sounds like, I didn't think it's that bad of a lifestyle. Like, it's a...
It's not a bad lifestyle. It's not.
Like, you're doing something, like, maybe along the line, you're like...
Yeah.
This gets a little bit shit, like, why... But if your passion is, like, something sport-wise, like rugby... Yeah. Cricket, football, list of sports. Like, if that's what you do every day and you get to practice that, you get to play every weekend, you get to, like, that's not bad.
But like, the football schedule is a bit demanding, though. Like,
I think any professional sport
is it's demanding, bro, because the travel and stuff like that, like, you miss families, like, family time and all of that. So, it's... I think every career has a bit of downside to it, but it's just like, what are you willing to put up with?
Yeah, what are you willing to sacrifice? Exactly. I guess, exactly. To a certain extent.
So it's, But also rugby, I think the damage to your body is something to consider as well. It's something to consider, but yeah.
No, rugby is tough.
I'd go professional sports, definitely, 100%.
Okay.
100%. 100%.
What is other like I told my answers I want to, but I'm thinking of like a career that generates a very good lifestyle, but at the same time is like super easy. Ooh. If you understand what I mean, like maybe being like an artist or something. Like you imagine have to like be a
really good artist.
No, but like. You two, like, you, okay, that's true.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, okay, whatever career you choose at, you are successful in. Mm-hmm. That was what I was thinking, but, like, at the same time, you don't really know, like, art is a weird thing. I don't know. But,
I don't think
I'm pretty happy with my answer. Like, right now, in the situation that I'm in, or where my mind space is at, it's like, fuck yeah, why not? Why not? Maybe in like 10 years it would change, but who cares?
I don't think there is that trade-off where... I can't think of a career where there's that trade-off where you're... you get fuck ton of money and you're chilling and, you know, it's like little work.
True.
I think maybe... the only thing I can think of is maybe where you start by doing a lot of work. And then, like, you set yourself up and eventually you can chill. But maybe that's, like, business or something like that.
No, there's, like, this really cool sketch I've seen.
Yeah.
I'll try and explain it as good as I can. I actually have it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll show you after I explain it.
Yeah.
So, very simple. Very simple. There's, like, these... two lines pretty much, but they're like the reversed of one another. So the start of the one is like just a scribbling, like just a scribbling, and then like the scribbling red, and then like the line, like slowly from scribbling it goes into like a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other line is like complete opposite, so it's like this very chilled line initially, and then it like goes into a scribble.
So
what is titled in it on the first one is Hard Choices, a lot of scribblies.
Easy life. I know that one.
Easy choices.
Hard life.
Scribbling. Hard life,
man.
And like, I do resonate the fuck out of that, because it's like, it does sometimes like make sense. But I think to be successful in anything, like, you need to... Like, man, it just takes fucking work. There's nothing easy.
In everything, there is a trade-off. You know, everything that you do, there's a trade-off. It's either you're suspending energy for something or what? Just like going to the bathroom for example, is you're expending energy to get that relief of your body, right?
Yeah.
So there's a trade-off there, and there's a trade-off in everything that you do. So if you want to be successful, you have to, man, I think you have to just hard choices, easy life.
Yeah, like easy fuck
life,
yeah.
Easy life.
Fuck
easy
yeah. Life. I feel like this is a good point to end on the podcast.
Yeah, that's right. How long has it been?
It's been a good time. Wesley, thank you again for representing at the Good Vibes Only podcast. Same shit every day. Thank you again for tuning in. I want to say, see you guys next week, and... Cheers.
Cheers, guys.